The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. God says our way, the way that seems right to the carnal mind, will come to an end. Notice what God has to say in Isaiah 5, beginning in verse 24. Therefore, as a fire devours the stubble, and the flame consumes the chaff, so their root will be as rottenness, and their blossom will ascend like dust, because they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Sound like our day, doesn't it? And it is describing our day, and it is speaking to you and me, my friends. Verse 25, therefore the anger of the Lord is aroused against his people. He has stretched out his hand against them and stricken them, and the hills trembled. Their carcasses were as refuse in the midst of the street. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. There is a lot of punishment, a lot of correction ahead for this world, for you, and for our nation, because we have rejected God's law and despised his word and have refused to live by it. And that's what God says that we have done, and that exactly fits our day today as well as it did when this was spoken back in 5600 B.C. Notice what God has to say in Isaiah 59, beginning in verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Now, God is telling us something here, and we need to perk up our ears and listen to what God is saying. We've been speaking about the ninth commandment, you shall not lie, or you shall not bear false witness, same thing. But many people think that they are all right in the sight of God, not realizing what sin is, that it is the breaking of God's law, and lying is one of those laws. Going on here in verse 2 of Isaiah 59, God says, but your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. Now that's a bad position to be in. When we separate ourselves from our Maker, and to the point that God will not hear us, and God says that's exactly what we have done and what we are doing. And the breaking of the ninth commandment, you shall not bear false witness or you shall not lie, is one of our many sins. And God doesn't take our sins lightly, because God has given us every opportunity in the book to change our ways. Verse 3, God continues here, for your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue has muttered perversity. God is describing our day, our nation, this world. You should ask self, is God describing me? That's a question that you should ask yourself, my friends. Verse 4, no one calls for justice, and it means truth or divine law, nor does any plead for truth. Notice that, my friend, no one is standing up for truth today, God says. They trust in empty words and speak lies. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity. God is describing the day that you and I are living in. And we need to listen to this. We need to open our heart, our mind, and our ears and understand what God is trying to get across to us, that we need to change our lifestyle. Verse 5, they hatch viper's eggs and weave the spider's web. He who eats of their eggs dies, and from that which is crushed a viper breaks out. Well, God is telling us that nothing good comes from a lying, deceptive way of life. God also says in other places in his word that we like to hear lies. We like to hear smooth things. We like to be buttered up. Verse 6, their webs will not become garments, nor will they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the acts of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their path. The way of peace they have not known, and there is no justice, and again, divine law or truth in their ways. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whoever takes that way shall not know peace. Well, we couldn't deny that that isn't describing our day today, because do you as an individual, and does our nation, and does this world know the way to peace? Well, the answer is obvious, isn't it? Therefore, justice or divine law or truth is far from us, nor does righteousness overtake us. We look for light, but there is darkness. For brightness, but we walk in blackness. And God is saying all of this is happening to us because we have rejected God's word and his law and turned our back on our Maker. God is meeting Satan's way. In John 8, Christ said Satan is a liar and the father of it. Does it bother you if you break the ninth commandment or any other commandment? Does it bother Satan? Well, of course not. He has made that way of life his lifestyle. But it should bother you and it should bother me if we lie. Going on here in verse 10, we grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as at twilight, and we are as dead men in desolate places. In other words, we are so confused that we don't know which way to turn, and we don't know what to do about all of our problems. And all of our problems are spiritual in nature, from breaking God's law and turning our back on the Word of God and not wanting to live His way. We all growl like bears and moan sadly like doves. We look for justice, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far from us. Yes, we don't like the way things are today, do we? But we don't want to change our life and make them better, even for our own self, much less those around us. Verse 12, for our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. Well, do you know of any sin that you are committing? God says you do. Whether you want to admit that or not, God says you know that. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, notice this, my friends, in transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. How could you possibly be lying against God? Well, one way that seems to be so common is by claiming to be a Christian and deliberately rejecting God's laws, God's authority in your life. Verse 14, God says, justice is turned back and righteousness stands afar off, for truth has fallen in the street and equity cannot enter. Well, God is saying that it's a common thing for any and just about everyone, from the head of government down to the toe of the government, or down to the common person on the street, to lie, to cheat, connive, to be deceptive. Justice or divine law, God's law, are ignored. God's word is ignored, which Christ said is truth. Truth has fallen in the street. We trample on the truth, God's law and his word, and fairness or equity cannot enter. God's law is a standard to live by, but we do what's right in our own eyes and look where we are, my friends, by rejecting God's law. Because human nature thinks our ways are better than God's ways. We're smarter than God, so we think. And yet we aren't smart enough to figure out what has caused all of our problems or how to solve them. He who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Then the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. My friends, God is very displeased with the conduct of a people that he has blessed above all people on the earth, because we have turned our back on God. We act like spoiled brats in God's sight. And God isn't pleased with that. Are you pleased when your kids, teenagers, or even after they are grown, act like spoiled brats and come to you wanting things? Well, how do you think God feels about the way that we have turned our back on our Maker? Verse 16, he saw that there was no man. Now I wonder what God is speaking about here. Does he mean that he's looking down and before the end of time, and maybe even right now and at the time that this was penned, that he saw no one that's really wanting to seek for truth and justice and live God's way? Well, that seems to be the case. He saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness, it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. Now notice, this is speaking about the return of Jesus Christ. It says here in verse 18, according to their deeds, accordingly, he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. The coastland will fully repay. Yes, God will dole out severe punishment to get our attention, so we will wake up and turn to our God. Verse 19, so shall they fear the name of the Eternal from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against them. Verse 20, the Redeemer will come to Zion and to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, says the Lord. speaking of the fact of the return of Jesus Christ, when he is going to straighten out the confused Babylonian system that we are in and that we have made. As for me, says the Eternal, this is my covenant with them, my spirit who is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, says the Lord, from this time and evermore, from the time that Christ returns and establishes the kingdom and the government and the throne of God and the way of God on this earth. God says his spirit and his way will be in everyone. There is coming a time when you will obey God, when you will speak truth and live by it. Pilate asked Christ, he said, what is truth? You may remember that. But in John 17, verse 17, Christ says, your word is truth, meaning the Bible, the word of God is truth. And that includes his laws to be lived by. That is telling you and me, if we aren't living by God's word, which is truth, then on necessity we are living a false, lying way of life. Well, where do you think this world or our nation and you are? Where do you fit? That would be a good question to ask yourself. Notice what God has to say in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, beginning in verse 11. Because a sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. And that would include bearing false witness or lying, my friends. Though a sinner does evil 100 times and his days are prolonged, yet I surely know that it will be well with those who fear God, who fear before him. Yes, King Solomon said, though a sinner does evil 100 times, and yet it seems that maybe his days are prolonged, but he says, I surely know that it will be well with those who fear God, who fear before him. But it will not be well with the wicked, nor will he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he does not fear before God. In other words, the wicked will be cut off, as the Bible says, and they won't have eternal life. But those who fear God will prolong their life. They'll have a better life now, and they will have eternal life. That is, if you repent, accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you walk in his footsteps. Well, we invite you to request our free articles, Nations in Decline and Why Mankind Suffers, by calling the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day, 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or you can log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org, to order your free literature and to download and listen to pre-recorded programs. So, my friends, if you want to change your life, if you are interested in living the way that God commands you to live, and if you want a better life, then we invite you to request our free articles, Nations in Decline and Why Mankind Suffer. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org, or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.